Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, John Fardy is with me, and we're going to talk about The Beast in Me on Netflix. 8 episodes. It's great.
It is terrific. I seem to be coming here saying this is the best. We've had a lot of good shows lately. Task on Sky, All Her Fault.
Down Cemetery Road.
It's good. Maybe it's the autumn or something, you know? So this is top tier TV. Claire Danes, the perpetually stressed Claire Danes. Recently, she does stress and befuddlement like no one else. She plays a writer, the unfortunately named Aggie Wiggs, who had this book, a kind of personal memoir about a strange relationship with her father. It was very successful. She was become a literary darling. She had some trouble in her own private life where her son died, and she's now divorced from her partner, who is a woman. She's living in Oyster Bay in Long Island, not far from where Billy Joel grew up, you'd be pleased to hear. Mm-hmm. Always squeeze him in when you can. And she's living in this lovely surrounding. She's kind of seems to be losing money because her next book isn't going anywhere. This guy moves in called Jarvis. That's a surname. Jarvis. That's who everyone refers to him as. Niall Jarvis. Played brilliantly by the Welsh actor. You wouldn't know he was Welsh, Matthew Rhys. And he's a big boy in New York real estate. He's also rumoured to have murdered his wife.
Yeah, and this is no secret. I mean, everyone believes that
everyone
he killed his wife.
Yeah.
She was never found.
No, so they don't know where she is. He wants to put a running track around the forest that all these neighbours share. Everyone's up for it, apart from Aggie Wiggs. So what begins is this kind of strange, is it a cat and mouse? We'll have to find out relationship between the two of these people, because he has a proposal for her that maybe he should write or she should write a book about him.
No one wants hope. You know that. People want gossip and carnage. You want another bestseller, you should write about me.
Okay.
Why is that funny? I'm pretty f***ing interesting. And I got stories, believe me. People think they know, they don't.
Have you had a chance to look at the menu?
I don't, sorry. I think we...
I'll do the branzino. She'll have the chicken pomodoro. It's what they're known for. You love it.
Now, suppose I'm a vegan.
Not a chance. You got too much bloodlust. I can smell it. Oh, what? Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're...
I'm what? Come on. Miss Pulitzer, use your words.
Kind of an asshole.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions. Conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
He certainly is. He orders for her at the table without letting her read the menu.
She's kind of a bit lost at the moment because she's got writer's block. Mm. Her wardrobe is appalling, by the way.
It's not great. It's not great. But, you know, she's a semi-millionaire or something like that, so she's allowed to.
So the question hanging over the whole thing at the beginning is, did he really murder his... He's married again.
Yeah, he's married again. And there's great kind of... other plots going on, subplots, I suppose. Like, so he has a new wife who befriends Aggie's ex, who's an art dealer. We have a man called Brian Abbott, played brilliantly by David Lyons, who shows up at Aggie's door one night saying, "Don't talk to Jarvis, he's a bad man." It turns out he was investigating the murder of his wife and he has deep concerns.
Yeah, and this is early on, so we're not spoiling it too much.
We're not spoiling it. And then there's a whole other thing where Jarvis's dad comes into play. If I say any more than that, it might be spoiling.
Okay, you have another clip.
Yeah, so it does ultimately come back to these two central performances. And as it goes on, their relationship darkens considerably.
I trust you.
Do you, Aggie? I certainly hope so. I trusted you a lot. Is that a mistake, you think? How's the book coming so far?
It's good. Yeah. You know, early days.
When do I get to take a peek? Because you did promise.
Right. As soon as I have something worth your attention.
Modesty's not your thing, Aggie. I would know. I'm curious, though. Have you figured out how it ends?
Now, two texts coming in. Finished The Beast in Me last night. Have never had goosebumps watching a TV show before. Fantastic. Wow. Yet another one says, Beast in Me is withering, so boring, I'd prefer to watch paint dry.
I don't get that at all.
No, I think people,
turn off the TV.
You got to stick with it. I mean, first two episodes kind of set in that environment a bit, maybe a bit slow, but well worth the effort.
This delivers and then some. It really does. This is brilliant TV. Top tier. And they're going to, I guarantee you, Matthew Rhys and Claire Danes, I nearly put my money on it that they will win Emmys for their performance.
The Claire Danes character makes me feel so anxious and upset I can't watch her. She's horrifyingly sad. That's from Barry in Cork. My other half has watched The Beast in Me. She was very spooked by it. That's another. Anyway, yeah. What are you having in screen time?
Well, people can still listen back to last week's brilliant episode with George Clooney and Adam Sandler, but this week the stars continue. We are doing All About Christmas. There's a guy who's written a great book about Christmas at the movie. So if it's not too early, we're going to talk about that. Great new rom-com called Eternity that was directed by an Irishman called David Frame and a lovely new Irish movie called Horseshoe.
Very good. I thought it was horse something else you were going to say there. Anyway, John Fardy, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.